speakers from the Student Senate that are here first, Luke Morrison, Ben Crockett, and Andrew Applewhite, if you want to come forward, and you each have 3 minutes, three individuals, so they have 3 minutes each. Luke, identify yourself and proceed.
Yes, sir. Howdy. My name is Luke Morrison, and I'm the chairman of the Community Relations Committee in the Texas A&M Student Senate. I live off of Glen Haven, and I kind of just wanted to talk about our hope for the coming year, our hope for student engagement. I hope, as you can see, we have more students attending, and I hope that's something that will continue to hold true. Students care a lot about the issues that happen here at City Council because it affects them just like it affects anyone else. And I think we continue to do a lot of research and look into stuff and try to represent them well and advocate for their issues while also maintaining the collaborative relationships that I think we've built over the years with, hopefully with previous students, and something that we continue to do. Unfortunately, there's a housing affordability crisis in the city of College Stations, and students often feel that acutely. They have less income than most other residents and struggle to make ends meet many times. And so I hope we can come up with solutions that serve students and serve the broader College Station community, and I hope that's something we can continue to work on. But thank you all.
And I was just a comment. Lucas is a regular member of our group, serves as a representative from Student Senate, Student Government, to be here at all of our meetings, and we appreciate the time you spend on that. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Howdy. I'm Ben Crockett from College Station, Texas. And I want to thank the council for taking the time today to hear from us. And I'd also like to thank the city manager for continuing that dialogue between the city and the Student Government Association. I'd also like to thank the students for showing up, and I hope that they continue to do so. I wanted to talk about two agenda items that I'd like to see added in the future. The first is regarding the no more than four ordinance. We would love if that could be changed from a criminal to a civil ordinance. The way we see it in student government is we want students to leave A&M with an Aggie ring, a degree, and maybe a wedding ring, who knows, but not a criminal record because of housing. And the other thing that we would like to ask the council to consider is to create a ex officio officer from the student body to be able to represent in an advisory capacity what students think. And we think that that would be beneficial so that there can be greater collaboration and less confusion from the student side to the city council side. And the final thing that I'd like to say is that we would love to keep meeting with each of y'all. We had the pleasure of meeting with Councilman Yancey last week, and I think that speaking from student government's perspective, we would love to see how y'all feel about the different issues that face us students. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mr. Crockett. Mr. Applewhite.
Howdy. I'm Andrew Applewhite. I live right off of Southwest in Langford on King Arthur Circle. I'm the Speaker of the Senate, and I was elected to do a job just as you all. And that job is to represent the voice of the student body. And I can say unequivocally that the students support a change to no more than four ordinance, and we invite you all to work with us to create a solution to that. Great students, great people are being criminalized for no other crime than not wanting to be priced out of their residences. And this is just something that I know the student body supports change in, and they are residents of this great city and students at the best university in the whole wide world. And so I really just cannot plead to y'all enough about that. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Applewhite. Appreciate your comments.